Hello and welcome to another episode of Welcome to the Future.
We skipped a week, I think, school holidays and so on. So you may be wondering whether Welcome to the Future had a future. It does. It's here. And we have some craptastic technology to talk to you about. We did a whole other episode, by the way, in the Chaser Report talking about X, the disastrous rebrand of Twitter. So go and check that out. But I've got, Charles, a free television.
Oh, good.
A free giant television with a pretty major catch.
And I have a wonderful story about an AI robot that was writing in a whole technology blog. What went wrong?
What went wrong? I also have a thought for you just before we start. We've talked a lot about AI and ChatGPT and essentially how we're moving to a world of just generative AI writing everything, right?
Yes.
A new paper came out in the last week or so that comprehensively proved that it's impossible to tell whether a text has been written by an AI or not. This goes for all texts, right? And what this means is that soon ChatGPT is going to be training itself on other texts written by AI.
Yes.
So what this means is that as this happens on and on and on and on and on, the standard of writing is going to get shitter and shitter, and the number of facts is going to get flakier and flakier until A, almost all the writing in the world is terrible, and B, there's no such thing as a fact anymore. So you'll use ChatGPT, anything it will write will be awful because it's like being influenced by 10 iterations or 100 iterations of other AIs writing badly, and it will have no idea what's true or not. So
you clearly haven't seen Mission Impossible 7, have you?
No.
Yeah, right. That is literally the plot line of Mission Impossible 7.
Yes. I want to go and see that now. Anyway, let's crack on after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I really want to see that.
No, you don't.
Is that the one where Tom Cruise rides a motorbike off a bridge?
I have a deep suspicion that it was written by an AI, that movie.
Oh, really?
It was so shit.
Part one of...
Yeah, it's part one. All of the... And they had to do a part one because no one would ever go and see another Mission Impossible movie ever again if they'd seen that one and there was no cliffhanger.
Is Simon Pegg cheeky and nerdy?
Simon Pegg.
And nerdy and Ving Rhames is cool. Were they too old now?
Well, it's sort... Well, no. Yeah, no. It's not even that. Like, Simon Pegg doesn't even make an appearance for the first, like, half of the movie.
That's not good.
It's just a terrible piece of shit.
Do we need to start another podcast with movie reviews the way things are going? Anyway, Charles, you have a major story for us. I've just got a few little tidbits we'll get to.
Okay, well, let's start with this blog. It was called Zed League, and it was a blog dedicated to covering computer games, video games. And what some Redditors on the World of Warcraft subreddit discovered, or they had this sort of suspicion that Zed League was actually just scraping all their comments and discussions and then turning it into news as a sort of generative AI bot, right? So what they decided to do is they decided to come up with a new word and a new innovation about the World of Warcraft game.
Yep.
And then everyone on the subreddit played along with the joke that this was a real character that was about to be introduced. So last Thursday, somebody posted a thread on Reddit saying, look, I have to say, since they started hinting at it in Hearthstone in 1994, it was obvious that they would introduce Glorbo to the World of Warcraft. Now, Glorbo is not a character in
Glorbo.
World of Warcraft. Glorbo.
That's great.
Right. And then thousands, literally thousands, 2,000 people then commented about how much they loved Glorbo.
Glorbo.
Within hours, so later that day on Thursday afternoon, an article titled World of Warcraft Players Excited for Glorbo's Introduction popped up with some incredible key takeaways. Players expressed excitement for Glorbo's arrival and its potential impact on the game. But some players had reservations about the mandatory item click clack, which was a term that was made up by somebody else in the thread.
What and a good idea.
And its effect on casual players, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. And then the Redditors in this subreddit then changed the thread to, we fucking did it, right? Like that was then the post. And then the AI-generated article stayed up for several hours before it was removed, obviously, by a human being. There you go. That's like... I mean, well, I suppose, what is it? It's sort of...
It's genius.
It's genius, I think
it is. To catch it out.
Yeah.
But it's also, it just goes to show that with nobody... one thing that AI has seemed completely unable to do is work out if something is real. And that, seems like a problem.
It's a sort of computational version of like an Alan Jones or a... You know those sort of... Andrew Bolt occasionally falls for chaser stunts. And
yes.
Things. Actually... the one person we once did a remember a few years ago we tried to make fairy bread get cancelled.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because we said that it was too heteronormative.
You should definitely try and do that again in Florida.
Yes. Oh, what a good idea.
That'll be going so well.
So, and it made national headlines. Like literally, news.com.au ran with it as their top story. But the one commentator in the media who didn't fall for it was Ben Fordham. Do you remember?
That's right. He completely picked it.
We got Jenna to ring up as, what was her name? Dr.
I can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember. But, Ben Fordham rang her up and said, you know, you're cancelling fairy bread.
Oh, because there was a press release. That's
yeah,
right.
And yeah. And then pointed out all the flaws in the thing and said it was a chase break. Anyway, point is,
damn it.
This is a sort of AI version of a gullible shock jock. So there you go.
Except that then, if they hadn't realised Globo was fake, that just would have bounced around forever. And other
yes.
generative AIs would have read about Globo
yes.
and gone, oh, Globo. And so, and probably what World of Warcraft will do sometime soon
is release Globo.
Yes. That's such a funny name.
I mean, do you think that there's a real risk that conservative shock jocks may end up being replaced by AI? Because it's a very simple job. All you've got to do is take a sensible proposition, disagree with it, and then get everyone angry about it. And then, like, that seems within... I mean, I don't think you even need ChatGPT 4.0. I mean, you could probably
getting
do
angry
it
at Barbie.
3.5.
I mean, if you put into ChatGPT right now, what are some reasons why the Barbie movie is evil?
Yes.
It can probably come up with plenty. I mean, and they're probably going to be much smarter than the ones that people like Ted Cruz came up with and Ben Shapiro, who recorded, is that his name?
Yeah, Ben Shapiro.
Shapiro recorded a 43-minute rant about how awful Barbie was and then burnt several Barbies.
Yes.
But the great thing is they all paid to see Barbie. That's what I love about it.
Yes. So, let's just see what some talking points about Barbie
being evil
written
as a shock jock
in the voice of a conservative shock jock. Okay, let me just
ChatGPT is fast. Charles is not.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats because we're diving into the world of Barbie. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, Barbie, isn't she just a doll? Well, that's where you're wrong. There's so much more to this iconic figure that's worth talking about. First of all, let's address the controversy surrounding Barbie's appearance. You've probably heard the liberal snowflakes complain about her proportions, saying it promotes unrealistic body standards. Mm-hmm. But come on, folks, it's just a doll. Barbie represents an aspirational figure, an embodiment of beauty and success. Nobody ever said she's the blueprint for real-life looks. Next up, let's talk about Barbie's career choices. She's been a doctor, an astronaut, a lawyer, and even a computer engineer. Oh, boy. The left just can't stand a successful woman these days.
Now hang on, Charles, you're defending Barbie.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But they hate Barbie. You know why? Because Barbie has a fantasy world, and the joke is that it's a fantasy world where Barbie has every job and the men are useless, i.e. the reverse of the patriarchy. And even though that's clearly a joke based on how unlike that the real world is, they can't cope with it. They can't cope with it at all. The notion of even a fictional world where women have control.
You know what we should do? We should actually get an AI bot to write this podcast.
Yes, we should.
And then it would just be all about how Barbie doesn't have Bluetooth yet.
Oh, that's very wise.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a real synergy.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To go on, what's your tick?
This is a fabulous product. I don't know whether you're a fan of television. Yeah, you like watching television.
Yeah.
What if I told you you could have a free 55-inch TV? Absolutely free.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Installed on your wall.
That is
the
great.
Only catch is, this is a company called Telly in the US. It's opened up. They've
good brand name. I bet you Elon Musk is jealous that a television
wants
company.
To call it X.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
X. Much better name. So the plan for Telly is to ship 500,000 free televisions to consumers by the end of 2023 and then millions more next year.
That sounds like such an American business model.
Guess what the catch is?
The catch will be that it's got several pounds of meth inside it, and it's actually some sort of scheme. Oh, no, it'll be a Ponzi scheme or something, won't it? It'll be...
You've got to then sell the TV to...
Yes.
Well, it's free.
But is it like, is it a rental thing? Do you have to then subscribe? You'll have to subscribe to it.
Oh, that's what everyone's doing.
You need a television subscription.
Every car's doing this now. They want you to pay.
That's
you pay, I don't know, $30,000 for a car or something.
Yeah.
And they want you to pay
and
for...
It'll have a camera that will be able to track your movements and know what to sell you. It'll be for advertisers. It'll be...
Now you're talking.
It'll be...
It's for advertisers.
So that advertisers can track your movements and watch you in your sleep. And then they sell that data to advertisers.
I don't know that it's got a creepy camera, but what it does have is imagine a TV, 55-inch giant TV on the wall.
Yeah.
Underneath that TV, there is another TV. It's the same width, but a bit smaller in terms of height. So maybe it's 10 inches high.
Yeah, right.
55 inches wide.
Yeah, so a little lower third.
It's almost like a lower third or kind of like a subtitle thing or something.
Yeah.
That TV has ads on it the entire time.
So why wouldn't you just get your free TV and then put a little black, piece of cardboard over that part of the TV, and then you'd have your TV without the ads.
I don't know. Oh, no, it does have a camera with a privacy shutter, so you can do fitness programs because you have to agree. You've got to sign
a contract. Agree to watching the ads.
Yes, but also having your viewing data sucked up and used by advertisers.
Yes,
So it's going to monitor everything that you watch, everything that you do, and Microsoft is involved in running it, so
what?
It won't work.
It won't work.
And it will
it'll crash.
Violate your privacy somehow.
Free-to-air TV that just crashes.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe it's fine.
Maybe it's good. Yeah,
not a problem at all. So, yes, the dual-screen television, it does occasionally have things like sports scores on it. So it's not just all ads all the time.
Right.
They give you a little bit of sugar to keep you kind of watching it.
To trick you into glancing down.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's going to have things like Spotify. It's going to have Zoom on it.
Oh.
So you can use it for Zoom.
Yeah.
And then their system won't let you install any streaming apps on the TV. So you'll need to use an external Apple TV or something. But would you do that deal? Would you get a free TV for endless ads beamed into your living room? And presumably it just stays on the ad screen, whether or not the TV's on. I think so.
Right. It just sounds so hellish.
It's
on the other hand.
Incredibly dystopian.
Free TV.
And if you look at it, the design's quite nice. So, and it's got a lovely little screen saying, it's got the date, it's got a little bit of news underneath, and then there's a Kia logo in your lounge room.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
So it's not all ads all the time. It's a little bit more subtle.
Yeah.
But it's basically kind of like the it's sort of the proportion of a giant version of the dinkus that they put at the bottom of every TV station.
Yes, yes. Okay.
I mean, the good thing about it is it's free for you as the grown-up, and then your kids will get brainwashed, presumably more than you will, and that's probably the point of it.
Is it the sort of thing where you'd end up finding yourself buying all these unnecessary Kias all the time?
Yes, it might cost quite a lot at the end because of all the subliminal ads going. So, I mean, it also just, it's the last sacred space being violated. Like at the moment there's not, other than when there's ads in the ad break, and particularly if you watch streaming, there's just no way that brands can access your wall, your actual fucking wall of your house.
Yes.
Now they can.
Advertising just hasn't had enough innovation in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we need more, you know, like back in the olden days, they used to do things like invent nuclear power or invent more, you know, the transistor so that you could make microchips, you know, all these sort of, you know, or invent the fridge or air conditioning or the car.
Giant changes. Yeah.
Whereas now innovation is primarily in the base of how to target advertising at people.
Yeah, well, they've figured out this is the sort of ultimate point of humanity.
Yeah.
It's all generated, and it's all the music, culture, creativity, building a society.
We've done that.
It's all culminated in the greatest achievement of the entire species,
how to make people buy shit.
Yeah. And if you look at some of the sci-fi that we had before, Minority Report, you had all the advertisers basically recognizing Tom Cruise's character's name and just sort of shouting, "Hey, John, whatever, buy this thing." But also in Blade Runner, you had all those kind of holograms of ads. Where are the giant holographic ads that just take up the whole sky?
Well, this is what I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
Is I don't think it's good enough to just have something on your lounge room.
No.
And, you know, there'd be an ad there 24 hours a day. I'm thinking, you know, you get woken in your sleep by a hologram at 3 a.m.
That's right.
Going, buy Kia cars.
Yeah. Or maybe you walk down in the morning and someone's parked a virtual kind of Kia in the lounge room. You've got to sort of walk past it. It's not really there. It's a projection.
Yeah.
Or is it really there? You don't even know it's real anymore. And that's what advertisers want.
Yes. And if we link that to AI so that the ads can be generated specifically for you, because this is where it's all heading. This is why they want the data about you in your lounge room is so that instead of tailoring an ad to, you know, I don't know, balding 40-year-old men.
Why are you pointing at me when you say that? Yeah.
It targeted it at Dom Knight. In fact, I actually once had this fascinating chat with this media buyer who said that it's a complete myth that digital advertising is nowadays about demographics and things like that.
Mm.
It's all individually targeted. But essentially, and what it goes on lists, right? Like, so you create a list of people that you're seeking to advertise, but they're actually individuals. It's like, we want to find Dom Knight for this impotence medicine. Our profile says he's likely to need some.
Well, but also they don't know your name necessarily, but the advertisers have built up a kind of cookie version of you, right? So Facebook, that's how Facebook knows when you might be pregnant or not.
Yes. But it's gone from, even 10 years ago, it would have been like, we want people in this postcode who are aging men.
Yeah, 30-year-old woman or
who've
something.
Who've already searched for balding treatments, you know, 5 times in the last 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like, we know that that guy has done that and here's his unique identifier and we're just going to follow him around the world.
Yes, and so they know you better than you know yourself in many cases, really.
But, but the one thing that they haven't had is data on what do they actually do when they're at home relaxing outside of public view.
And I'm sure that the camera that's on these TVs is going to be very well regulated. There's no way that advertisers could just spy on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because when has that system ever broken down? Except in Elon Musk's own fucking house with his Tesla camera. You remember that one?
Yeah, that was great.
Anyway, welcome advertisers. Come into, look, I don't really want a giant TV, but if you gave me a really good computer or something, sure, just avow whatever I'm doing. I presume you know anyway.
Mm.
Yeah. I take it. I'm going to hold out
until they get like a babysitter with an advertising.
Oh. A free babysitter. Board. You can have my children. That's fine.
Yeah. Something really useful.
You can have their time and their future income. A chef.
Like a 5-star, you know, Michelin style chef.
Somebody come and make sushi or something at home.
Yeah.
With an tablet on them.
Yeah.
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 That's great. That's a really good
idea. Here's some sushi and buy a Kia.
Brought to you by Kia. Fantastic. What an incredible world we live in. We need to use some of these techniques to promote this podcast, don't we?
Yes. What a great idea.
Download, welcome to the future. Welcome to the future.
That'll be the hologram at 3 a.m.
There you go. Thank you for listening.
Our Grizz from Road. We are part of the Iconoclast Network. Catch you next week.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.